All right, we left off yesterday that we said that we were in the middle of the Feast of the Rukhaim. We were built up the whole notion of Karka Olam. And Karka Olam comes from Abaye in Sanhedrin and Ayin in the days when the Gemara asks, what about Esther? Wasn't she before Hesed Havoy? And we got a problem with that. So the Gemara says, Abaye says, no problem, she was a Karka Olam. So according to the Rivam, Karka Olam not only solves the problem of Chilul Hashem, it also solves the problem of Givi Arayis. And we spent yesterday on that, building that up. And the Rabbeinu Tam denies that. Rabbeinu Tam says that Karka Olam solves the problem of Chilul Hashem, but it doesn't solve the problem of Givi Arayis. And he had no problem with Esther because he was a goy. We spent a lot of time with Rabbeinu Tam too as well. So it's interesting that the Rambam never mentions the heter at all of Karka Olam. And the fact that he doesn't, says the Reb Chaim, the Yad HaMelech, that the Rambam is of the opinion that he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, which would mean that Karka Olam would not solve Givi Arayis. And the Shita, the Rabbeinu Chananel, we said, was that it was considered to be also like Rabbeinu Tam and Tzochim, and the Rashi and Yumer Medayik was like the Rivon. So where we're at now is that we left off that Reb Chaim is of the opinion that the Rambam doesn't mention at all Karka Olam, and why not? So we left off at the end of the first column. What Reb Chaim wants to say is as follows, that the halacha will be, when it comes to yara v'yavor by a woman, she will have to give up her life. Because pikuach nefesh loses out to Givi Arayis. And the Rambam will argue on Tosos. Let's get that down. The Rambam will write that the woman must give up her life. Tehare v'al tavor. There will be no patur of Karka Olam at all. None whatsoever. And when it comes to Ritzicha, the Rambam will agree to Tosos, but not because of Tosos' reasoning. Tosos' reasoning in the Bullock case was because he's not doing a Maisa. Karka Olam applies. Tosos said that Karka Olam is just a manifestation of a Maisa, Kum Vaser Sheval Tase. And therefore, in the case of the Bullock, you're not doing anything. So if you're not doing anything, so why should you have to give up your life? The Rambam would agree to that, that you don't have to give up your life, says Reb Chaim, but for a different reason. Not because of Karka Olam, which tells me active as opposed to passive. But what Reb Chaim suggests is the Rambam's of the opinion that when it comes to murder, you have two nefashos that are equal, and we have no ability to decide who's more important. And therefore, what will be the halacha? The halacha will be, you have no other choice but to be sheval taseh. And therefore, since you have no other choice to be sheval taseh, the halacha will be in the Bullock case, the Rambam would agree with Tosfos, you don't have to give up your life. You right, the Rambam will agree to Tosfos, but for a different reason, Ellie. And the reason being is that you can't decide whose life is more important. So why should you decide that you should be killed as opposed to the baby? So you just are passive, let the guy throw you on pond of the baby. But when it comes to what Arayis, you cannot say that Pikuach Nefesh is Shakal Karayis. It doesn't make any sense. And therefore, since we assume that it's not considered to be Givi Arayis is more important than Pikuach Nefesh, therefore in that case we go back to saying that Sheval Tasa and Maisei V'Adayim are equal when it comes to Givi Arayis. And therefore the halacha is that she has to give up her life. Whereas by Ritzicha, the halacha is not that way because you can't decide which Nefesh is more what? Is more Choshev than the other nefesh. You follow me? So at this point, Reb Chaim, I want you to get this down. It comes out that when it comes to Givi Arayis, there's a fundamental machlokes Rambam in the Tosfos. Rambam in the Rivam, the way we're saying, Rivam. Meaning that, according to the Rambam, the woman will have to give up her life, Yara Bel Yavar. It does not get you out of Givi Arayis. It only gets you out of Chil Hashem. Whereas when it comes to murder, you follow me, Ellie? When it comes to murder, the Rambam will agree to Tosfos, but not based on Tosfos' reasoning. Tosfos' reasoning is what? What's Tosfos' reasoning? Tosfos' reasoning is a halacha l'maisa. is that Tosa's reasoning is that you're not doing a mice, you have to give up your life. According to Rama, we can't decide which soul is more what, which more soul is holier than the other soul. So that's the pshat l'mais up till now in the first mahalach of Taisus, first mahalach of Reb Chaim. Okay, we got that so far? You got that halacha l'mais? So that's the difference that's going to come out between l'mais. There's going to be a difference, and we learned that out that halacha l'mais. So what should we add on? So what should you ask me? So what's the comparison between Ratzicha and Gilei Arayos then? Isn't there a Hekesh? So what do you say at this point? If we're making a distinction between the two, what do you say? So if you can come up with a case, of Ratzicha in a form of Sheval Tase, then what would be the din? The din would also be Yarek L'Yavor. Reb Chaim is saying at this point you don't have such a case. You follow what I'm saying? By Gilei Arayos, the halacha is Teharei Val Tavor. There's no Patur of Karkolim. Okay? Ritzicha would be the same halacha of Yarev Val Yavar if you could come up with such a case. Okay? In theory, though, we'll say the case as we go on, Vaitan Reb Chaim. But the truth of the matter is there's a stopgap because by the case of Ritzicha, you just can't decide which nefesh is which hold it. So therefore, you say, I don't have to say Yarev Val Yavar. What I can make a comparison is a theoretical case, a box out there, that if you come up with a Sheval Tase case of Ritzicha, we'll say Yarev Val Yavor. We don't know what that case will be, but we'll mention it soon. Okay, but that's where we're at in this point of the Reb Chaim Halacha L'maisa. Okay, Meir Simcha, you have it there? Okay, let's continue now. You have it there, please? Let's look inside. Does everyone have the Reb Chaim? Let's get it inside. Yesh Lomar. Now we start a second mahalach that he wants to say. Go ahead. Right, what's the connection between Nara Murasa, who's totally passive, and the person's being thrown on the baby to crush the baby? Go ahead. He says, if you think about it, it's not even a Ritzicha there. It's not even a Maisa Ritzicha, that case.
By the Nara Murasa, right?
No, by the baby case. You're not a Rotzeach at all. You're like the bullet. Demisha what?
Oh.
Of course you don't have to give up your life. It's not even Ritzicha. Masha'in came. Gilei Arayos. When it comes to the Nara Murasa case, that is Gilei Arayos.
So now
he's saying the bullet case is not even a case of Ritzicha. So he's going to reinterpret Tosus. Go ahead, Venera. So what does he say? He says that Tosus means that since we learn it out from the Svara of whose blood is redder, he says if you could come up with a case of Ritzicha b'sheval taseh, then halacha l'maisa, what will be the din? Since you're not doing a maisa, we still say Yarev Val Yavar, just like we do by Nara Murasa.
Would that be like, let's say someone was like thrown into like a tank of water and the guy said either you can go save that person or...
Well, we're going to get to that. So I would say the case is like this, bless you, is if you're on a boat.
Yeah.
And because you're so obese, there's a hole put in the boat and there's two guys. So because the guy's heavier, it's going to cause the boat to sink.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have been so heavy, Lamaisu wouldn't have caused the guy to die. So that's Ritzicha in a Sheval Tase form. So that would be a case that you'd have to give up your life. According to... You would have to, because we learned that out from Naras. That's a case of Ritzicha b'Sheval Tase. The bullet case, Reb Chaim is so convinced that Tosus didn't even mean what he said. Tosfos said that's not even the case of Ritzicha. You could have three boxes: Ritzicha Bekum Vese, Ritzicha Shev Altas, and zero. So he says the bullet case is a zero. He says Tosfos didn't mean that case. It's really a Lav Dafke example. Okay? Now the Chazon Ish in the back says it is. Chazon Ish says it is an example of a Ritzicha Shev Altas in the bullet case. But Reb Chaim argues and says it can't be. So what it means is what the Rambam is saying is that just like the woman has to give up her life, give it a rise b'shev altase, so too in the boat case that we're giving, you also have to say b'shev altase b'shev. But the bullet case, everyone's going to agree, both the Ram and Tysus, that you don't have to give up your life. It's a complete zero. Okay? That's what the Chazon Ish in the back here makes this point that he says he feels not that way. He feels that it's considered to be a case of Ritzicha. See this point? In the Goyonos Chazon Ish, in the back of the Reb Chaim, he just points out, he says, Tema, halonacha v'shlichu chayev keruach mitzuyah. He says, he thinks not that way. He thinks that when you throw it on there, it is called what? It is called a maaser tzicha. So, l'maise, he has a very big problem with this Reb Chaim. So we were talking yesterday, Daniel and I, what was the nekudas samachleis in the Chazon Ish Reb Chaim? It could very well be that according to Reb Chaim, you're a bullet, Lamaisa. You have to be an active participant, whether passive or active. But if you're just being a bullet, that's not considered to be a part of a ritzicha at all. Whereas according to the Chazon Ish, you look at the macro picture, and even though you're a bullet, that's considered to be what a nisa ritzicha. So maybe that's the nekudas hamachlokes. But nonetheless, that's what Reb Chaim is convinced of saying. Allah Allah Maisa. So he thinks even Tysus is Lav Dafka. Okay, let's see what he says. Hello.
Hello.
It says Rotzea Gufa Tzarachin. Go ahead. The Emes. Now he's going to say the Svara of the case of Ritzicha one of two ways. Go ahead.
Oh, the name of the Kiva the Shakula name.
So what's the upshot? That they're both cases, both lives are equal, and therefore if it's Sheval Tase, right, and it's Havedina the Tzarkli of Sheval Tase, I said Nam Yarva Yavar, it doesn't make a difference, right? Oh what? Oh the name of
the given to Shekul and Hey.
There's no dechia of kuch nefesh. We got better tzicha gufa. So what are the two pshatim that he's suggesting? So let's see the raya that he says in the second pshat. Near the kainu.
Near the kainu, kibir shashini. Kishu gizad in the heart that isu b'vam mitzir dar sam beis. Shem shayu manhalchum adarish. B'yad echo mehem kitam shamayim.
V'chula. You have two guys that are going on the way, and one of them is a canteen of water. Go ahead. Ad shabara b'kiva.
Ad shabara b'kiva. V'limbe l'chayach hecha.
So if you have one guy has a canteen, the other guy doesn't. Yeah. So what does Rabbi Kiva say?
You drink,
you keep your own canteen, even though the other guy's gonna die. Hari Afagam. You're killing the guy b'shev al tase.
Yeah.
Aren't you killing the guy b'shev al tase? Go ahead. There's no ritzich over there, it's just what? It's not solo. Sam al dam reyecha. If a guy's drowning, the Morris says, hedge, you gotta save him.
Right.
Go ahead, Mikom Okom. You still need that pasuk. Shema mina. Only in the realm of Atzola do you not have to save the guy, you can take yourself.
Af
b'shev al tase. Right. Right. If there's a din ritzicha, so he's proving the second shot is that what? If it wasn't for the pasuk v'chayachachimach, what'll be the din? If it wasn't for that pasuk, you see, you have to give up your life, even the sheva al taseh, no matter what. You have to give up your life. Halacha l'maisa. You have to give up your life. Go ahead. The Kuch Nefesh loses out to murder in all cases. Who adin? Ba'korcha. Oh, so what does he say? So Reb Chaim wants to say, basically, according to the Shitas HaRambam, is that Allah Lamaisa, the Rambam doesn't hold of what? Rambam, lo hiskir, karka olam. So therefore, since he doesn't mention karka olam, he holds like who? He holds like Rabbeinu Tam. So verikamo Rabbeinu Tam. So verikamo Rabbeinu Tam, that in all cases of Sheva Tase Vikumvese, the halach is, we always say Yarag Vayavor. Bechol Gavna. Yarog, Baal, Yavor, Bain Biwad, Bain Birayas, Bain Biritzicha. Okay? And what's the makor that he wants to say? Because by the Pasuk, by Rebbe Kiva, Kitzarich, what? Pasuk, Bechai Achichi Mach. Chai achicha imach. That you have to what? Save your own life. Aye, but the other guy's dying. You're not saving the other guy. I'm sorry, I have a pasuk. But if it wasn't for that pasuk, Allah Almighty, you'd have to what? That's not even a proactive murder. That's even hatsala. I consider that to be a din of yarav yavar no matter what. That's what he wants to say, b'feirush. So that's what he says is the second shot of this halacha. That's why he says, that's the pshat of all damach, the damach tfei. That what do we assume? We assume that since they're equal, there is no din pikuach nefesh. Ein nichas since came into school in hain, the mele ein nichas b'fnei kuna, it's an isser of murder no matter what. There never is a din dechia. That's the way that he wants to say it according to the Rambam at the end of the day. The other way of saying it is, he says, is that maybe since they're equal, halacha l'maisa, you'll have to mail it a din of what? Of Yarva Yavar. You don't have to say that svara though, the school in pain. That's what he said at the end of the first paragraph. The second paragraph, Mayor Simcha, you follow me? He's not giving me this business of what? Since the souls are equal, therefore you have no choice. Forget about that. You don't need that step. You're going right to the step is that the din is that no matter what, the halacha is that the blood, your blood is redder, tells me the farish all the time, and this is the pshat l'maisa, is that there is no what? There is no difference, and this is the pshat hasheni that he wants to say. That's the pshat hasheni that he wants to say the pshat is, okay? That since we assume that they're what? The halacha l'maisa, there is no din of pikuach nefesh. That's halacha, okay? You follow what I'm saying? In other words, since there's shkulim ein, it's not suspended lifnei pikuach nefesh. You go right to the din of pikuach nefesh, loses to it. Do you say that since they're equal, memeila, you have to say sheva tasa and maisi adayim, the halacha is what is considered to be, you know, it's considered to be halacha l'maisa, you lose out. That's the question, that's the difference between the two pshatim. Is it more direct? Halacha l'maisa, that's the second mahalach. It's more direct from the pasuk chayachecha, that the din is flat out. There is no din pikuach nefesh said at all when it comes to murder, whether sheva taseh or kumvese. That's the halacha. Since they're shkulin heim, you go right to it. Or do you say since they're what shkulin heim, shneim al korcha meila din and tzarkla sheva taseh? You have no other choice but to say. See, one is like it's very hard conceptually to differentiate the two points of Reb Chaim, but the way I would say it is as follows. Is it more of like, you know, you have no choice? It's a practical concern. That's the first mouth. Since the souls are equal, we can't make that decision. So I throw my hands up in there and I say, you know what? I have to say halacha l'maisa yarak v'yavor in both cases. I have no choice. Kumbese shevatase. Or do you say, no, it's not pshat. I throw my hands up in the air. I say straight away, al pi halacha b'vados, that pikuach nefesh loses out when it comes to what? Murder? And if it's v'shev atas ekum v'ase, the dinah yarg bal yavo. Straight up. That's the way I want to say it. In other words, the first, so this is the Rambam, but the first mahalach is like, you know, ein lanu lachlit. It's like we can't make a decision. So what do? We say yarg bal yavo in both cases. In the second case, the second way of saying it, which is the one he wants to go with at the end from Rabbi Kiva, is that there's a psak, yesh psak, she'ein din, pikuach nefesh, you don't save yourself, kashir medubar b'ritzicha. Kashir medubar b'ritzicha. And therefore what that means is, bein b'shev al taseh, bein b'kumeseh. It also means like that in the first one, but this is more of a direct psak. And it comes from the din of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva had to dig up a pasuk v'chayach achimach. Kashim the Baruzicha, bein kum vese, bein shev al tase. Does everyone follow what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush I want to bring out. What'd you say, Ezra? Yeah, go ahead.
Can you say number two again?
Yeah, in other words, the first approach is, listen, both souls are equal. Who can decide? Whose blood is redder than the other? So we just throw our hands up there, you know, we have no other choice but to say Yarg Val Yaber. It's kind of like a suffix. Kind of like flows from a suffix, I would say. Okay. I don't want to say suffix. Just we can't make the decision. So therefore, we have no other choice but to say Yarg Val Yaber. In both cases of Kumbes Eshev Dase. The other approach is that Reb Chaim wants to go within the end, and the Rambam is that there's a proactive psak based on the drush of the Chayach Achimach. Why did Rabbi Kiva have to dig up a pasuk that your life's more important? You know why? Because you should have to split. You should have to hold like Ben Peturu. The Iker's like Ben Peturu. Split the canteen and both guys will die. You can't sit by and have your friend die even though it's your canteen. Okay? There's a drusha that says no. The halach is when it comes to the Ritzicha, you cannot do Pikuch Nefesh. You have to give up your life and not do Ritzicha. Whether it's proactive or passive, you're killing the guy. Doesn't make a difference. By the case of the canteen, there's a special kula that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be yours. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? There's a special kula that you have chayach achimach. So that's the second mahalach. And the pshat of your blood is redder than what? Your blood is redder than the other guy's blood. Or who says that his blood is redder than yours? That tells me there is no din of pikuach nefesh comes with tzicha. You always have to live, let yourself be killed. You follow me, Ellie? So it comes out, that's why the Rambam holds that there is no p'tur of karka olam, and that's why the woman's got to let herself be killed, that's why you have to let yourself be killed as well. And the bullet case, at the end of the day, the Rambam would agree to Tosfos that the din is you don't have to let yourself be killed, because the Reb Chaim says that the Rambam and Tosfos don't call that a Maaser Ritzicha at all. They don't call that a Maaser Ritzicha at all. All you are is the bullet, and that's not considered a Maaser Ritzicha. So they both would say in that case. And the Chazon Ish argues and says that's not true. Chazon Ish says, no, I think that is a Nisr of Ritzicha. You are macro-wise the bullet. That's considered to be Nisr of Ritzicha. And in the Sheva Al-Taseh form, Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, the halacha is that what? Tosfos would say that you don't have to give up your life. And in this presentation, the Chazon Ish would say, the Rambam would say, yes, you have to let yourself be killed. Because that's Ritzicha, the Sheva Al-Taseh. So, the bullet case is, if you want you to get it down, what's the din of the bullet case? According to Reb Chaim, Mary simply got me both the Rambam and Tosfos masking you don't have to let yourself be killed. Because it's not considered to be a Maaser Ritzicha. Chazon Ish says, no, that's not true. The Rambam would call that a Maaser Ritzicha b'shev atase, and he would say Yarg Val Yaver against Tosfos, because Tosfos says you're doing it passively. So you wouldn't be. So it comes out to be a fundamental machlokes here between the what? The Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim. Now, the Chazon Ish brings up in the back. Chazon Ish brings up in the back. Lamaisa. It's interesting. Chazon Ish brings up Halacha Lamaisa. He just points out. All right, we'll get to this. We'll get to this now, Lamaisa, about what the Minchas Chinuch says about this case. Before, we had two questions. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel. Go ahead.
Just according to the first Mahalapurim,
yes.
Then how is he going to explain the Gemara and Bamitsia? Like, what does he do with that pasuk?
You mean the first Mahalach of Reb Chaim? Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be that you get the impression he's kind of being dochet, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. In other words, you don't need the Pasuk, you're saying, right?
Like the first one's learning from a Sfara, the second one's learning from a Pasuk.
From the Pasuk, yeah. It seems like he's being dochet. We'll see maybe when we get to the Minchas Chinuch, that's why maybe we'll have an answer to your kasha when we get to the Minchas Chinuch. But it's a good point. You get the impression, he says, the way he brings the two Pshatim, right, and then he says, he thinks the second one's more right. Right, just venira, the chenu kepereshani. Right, that's what it seems. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
According to the second approach.
Yes.
Then are we? Is that? Does that mean that that's only when we're talking about Ritzicha, but not by Kili Arias or?
No, Kili Arias. It's the same limu. By Kili Arias, there's no din pikuach nefesh.
What about Avodah Zarah though?
Same thing by Avodah Zarah, there'll be no din pikuach nefesh. That's Yargo Yavon.
Are you saying pikuach nefesh is not?
Yeah, you know, pikuach nefesh means there's no din pikuach nefesh. There's no din to save your life. You have to let yourself be killed in those three realms.
Was the first one we would say we can't decide.
First one is the board is we cannot decide. So the halach is that what? The halach is that you know we would what? The halach is that we come up with that sock of Yargo Yavon because we can't decide. But it's more of like, you know, we throw our hands up in the air. Right, it's not Petur Vados.
But in the case of Ritzicha, that's that you can't decide whose life is better, whereas in the case of Arias and Avodah Zarah, you don't know if your life is worth the Avera.
I don't think there's going to be enough Kamina Ladina between the two Peshat. It's just
right.
A way of
I'm
saying
it
in Sfar.
How would it be applicable in Sfar to the other two?
No, the same halach is because by Gili Arias, right? By Gili Arias, halach is that, you know, the din is that in such a case, you have to what? You have to let yourself, you know, you have to let yourself be killed. Because that was at the end of the first paragraph, right? He said that it's Sheval Tase, it's like Shtei Rechichichos, but you can't say that when it comes to what? You can't say that when it comes to Gili Arias, right? Gili Arias is. So according to the first formulation, what does that mean? It means we can't decide. So since we can't decide, what's halacha going to be? We can't decide what halacha is going to be. You don't have to let yourself be killed. But by Gili Arias is more chamor than pikuach nefesh. We can decide, and you don't have to let yourself be killed. In other words, the nafkamina will be between the two pshatim will be is that if you could develop for me a scenario of ritzichin, which would be b'sheva al tase, then in a chanam you'd have to what? You'd have to let yourself be killed, right? But as he said in the bullet case, not to it. Whereas by Gili Arias, you don't have this notion of ein lanu l'hachli. The din is clear. We don't say it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a nafkamina how you say it over. It's not a nafkamina ladina. By Arias, it's clear that what pikuach nefesh is after Arias. By Ritzicha, we can't make up our mind. So therefore, this din is going to be the same. Halacha l'maisa. We can't make up our mind. You'll have to give up your life also. Okay? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you could, that means if you could come up with a case that is going to be called Ritzicha b'shev al taseh. Whereas here it's much more proactive. It's a clear, bearer psak that pikuach nefesh loses out because of a chayachach imach. If it wasn't for that pasuk, Ritzicha wins, beats out pikuach nefesh, and Gili Arias does as well. It'll come out the same way. It's just, how do I get to it by Ritzicha? You follow me? How do I get to it by Ritzicha? It's a little bit more, it's not as glot, the limud from Ritzicha to Gili Arias, because it just is, you know, the nefashos are shkulos. That's the way he wanted to say it, l'maisa over here. Okay. But as I said, he goes with the second mahalach. Now, this is against the Minchas Chinuch. Why is this against the Minchas Chinuch, the Reb Chaim? Because in the Minchas Chinuch, points out, okay, that this machloikis as to whether you have to give up your life b'shev al taseh is told in the machloikis ben Peturin Rebbe Kivin. Okay? So basically what he wants to say is that according to Ben Petura, let's get this, who is Ben Petura? You have to split the canteen, they both die. He says, even though you're not doing a maisa, it's still usher to what? To basically save yourself and have the other guy die. If you're going to save yourself with killing your friend, obviously you can't do it. So Rabbi Ben Petura holds, you got to give up your life. Basically, karka old. You follow Meir Simcha, according to Ben Petura, you have to give up your life. According to Rabbi Kiva, he holds Chayecha Kodman. He learns out that what? You're not Mechuyev to give up your life, Sheva Al Tase. He basically wants to say, basically, is the theory of karka oldim accept or not? Machloikis Rabbeinu Tam Riva. He wants to say it's a Machloikis Tanoim, basically. The Minchasunim wants to say it's a Machloikis Tanoim between Rebbe Kiva and what? And Ben Peturah. So what I want to point out, that's what the Sefer Dvar Shmuel points out in Reb Sochem, this is Pum Fakir to Reb Chaim. Because what did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim proof Fakir that like the Rambam, and not like Taisus, from Rebbe Kiva. Mash without the Pasuk, he would be motive that it's usher to do it, like we said, right? If it wasn't for the Pasuk, you have to give up your life, Bekar Golan. Mash Enkin, in the case of your Tzeach, you're chayiv to give up your life in such a case. So there's a raya by Ratzich who are not mechalik. So you see that Reb Chaim proves pum fakir. See, what did Minchas Chinuch prove from Rebbe Kiva? What did the Minchas Chinuch prove from Rebbe Kiva? You don't have to give up your life. So he learns from Chayecha Kodman is a binyanav to kol tarakula. He says, you see from there that karka olam is not a what? Karka olam, you don't have to give up your life. He learns karka olam from Rebbe Kiva, from Chayecha Kodman. I want you to get that down. Rebbe Chaskinuch learns from Rebbe Kiva, we're going to write it. He learns from Rebbe Kiva, binyanav to Chayecha Kodman, that karka olam is a ptur. Exactly like the Rivam. That's correct. Chayecha Kodman, correct. Any Sheva Al Tase form, you don't have to give up your life. And you learn that as a Binin Av L'Kol HaTaraku. That's the way the Minchas Chinuch learns it. So the Minchas Chinuch, Mamish says, the Minchas Chinuch basically is saying, Minchas Chinuch is holding Beferish, that Lomdim, Makor, shall Karka Olam, is Lomay, Karka Olam, is really from who? Is really Makor Shakarkom Lomeid May Rebbe Kiva. You learn it out from Rebbe Kiva. I want you guys to get this. A lot of times this comes up sometimes. We mentioned this earlier nearby at Mamzer. Sofik Mamzer Mitha Minatayra, the Rambam learned it from there, he wrote in the Chus. Remember the Shemaita said, only there, Mashra, everywhere else, it's Aser. It's the same mechanics here. According to Minchasinich, you learn from Rebbe Kiva, Makor of Karkolim, Lomeid May Rebbe Kiva, from Chayecha Kodman. And therefore what? Basically the machloikis between the Rivam and Rabbeinu Tam that we spend so much time on boils down to a machloikis tanoim, you want to say. Ben Ptura says that it's not a Ptur like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam is like Rabbi Akiva. And this is smack against Reb Chaim. This is negative Reb Chaim. Because what did Reb Chaim say? What did Reb Chaim guy say? He said that Reb Chaim learned from Rebbe Kiva, if it wasn't for Chayecha Kodman, you follow me? If it wasn't for Chayecha Kodman, then what? Rebbe Kiva, of course, is masking and make karka olam, you have no patur. Everyone holds a Rabbeinu Tam. You follow me? And therefore, halacha lemaisa, there's a din ritzich b'shev al tase, yar vol yavor, and there's no din karka olam. So it's mamish pum fakir of what? It's negative Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim said he learned the second pshat he's more comfortable with this psak, halacha l'maisa. And if there's no din pikuach nefesh. And if you could come up with a scenario of Ratzich v'shev atase, you'll have to give up your life. And that's it, halacha l'maisa. Taisus would what? Taisus would argue on that. Okay, Taisus would argue on that. Taisus says by the arayis, l'maisa, you don't have to give up your life. The Rambam would say, we said by the Arayas, you have to give up your life, right? That's the difference. By Ritzicha, but the question is how to say Ritzicha. Either you say we can't make a decision, therefore you can't do it, Lamaisa, or is it because there's a Psaka Lachit that we, you know, that Halacha Lamaisa, we say it. So if you could come up with a scenario, Lamaisa, we would say Yarabo Yavar in the case of Karka Olam. Well, is it because we cannot make the decision, or is it because what? Or is it because ein lanu lahachli, therefore you have to let yourself be killed, or because there's a real psak made? I don't. There's no nafkamin in the way. It comes out in Lumdus that if you go with this drush, you're learning that Karka Olam is not a p'tur. Whereas in Minkosinu, it learns directly from Rebbe Kiva it is a p'tur. Because Chayecha Kodim is a binyanav l'kol ha'toraku. Yes, Sally, go ahead.
So, the Minkosinu of the Bodhisattva
says
that you have to get up your, you have to split the canteen.
That's correct.
Because, I guess, because of the din Ritzifa, it's killing, but if you, I mean, if I'm getting the case correct, you would both be dying if you were to split the canteen. So not only are you killing your friend, but you'd be kind of committing suicide as well.
Yeah, but it's not direct, so that's not a problem.
It wouldn't be direct, though, if you were taking it for yourself either. As in, if you're not actively killing the other guy, you're just making sure that you live.
Right.
You're not, like, striking him or doing anything against him.
Right, but the bottom line is you're not being miyabed atzmon l'das directly. So therefore, the according to the Minchas Chinuch, you have to split it because you cannot sit, you can't passively kill someone. And you're doing that by not giving him the canteen. You follow me? You're doing that by not, you're saying you're also hurting yourself, you're saying at the same time?
And the Mitzvah is that at the end of the day, you're both going
right, to die. Right, but the answer is you can't make that decision. Okay? That's what the Minchas Chinuch is saying. And Rabbi Kiva is saying that you, Lamaisa, have to because passively is not a problem. Okay? He holds passively, you are a problem. You're asking good, Lamaisa, you're hurting yourself, Lamaisa. But the truth of the matter is it's not direct. That's what you have to say. So you're saying this is not direct either, right? I mean,
so
regarding the other guy.
I see such a difference between the two ways of going about it. Die.
No, because by you keeping your canteen, you are passively killing the other guy. So you're saying by splitting the canteen, you're passively killing yourself, you're saying?
Yeah, but
okay, so maybe that's not as chamor as killing someone else. Then we said, it's usur, ma'abed atzmon das, but it's not on the same madrigal. Okay?
If you hold that ma'abed atzmon das isn't.
Yeah, if it's the psikta, we said lo titratzeach. So it's a good point what El you're saying. It's a good point, but I think that's the chiddush of lo saman al dam reecha. Lo saman al dam reecha, according to Mepetura, said even if it's going to what, even if it's going to hurt you, there's a special din. You cannot passively, you know, let someone else get killed. That's what Ben Petura is actually saying. It's a chiddush. We don't hold like Ben Petura. We hold like Rabbi Kiva. Okay. But that's what you have to say, Lamaisa. It comes out to be this din. So it's a fundamental machlokes to Reb Chaim against the Minchas Chinuch. That's what Reb Chaim wants to say. Very stark about the bullet case not being a case of what? Not being a case at all of the Isser Ritzicha. So it's not a good example of that. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following. First of all, I want to mention Reb Cook. That's how it points out that machlokes is only talking about Shalom B'Shas Mechama. With Vishas Sholem. When there's Vishas Mechama, Rebbe Kiva also agrees, you know, he doesn't say Chayecha Kodim. He once said that about Makar V'Chokim. You have to Makar V'Chokim even though it might hurt you a little bit. We don't say Chayecha Kodim. That's what they say from Rav Kook's Tzatzal. It's a Chiddush. Okay? He's talking about Vederich, you know, not literal, you know. He's talking about Vishas Sholem, Vishas Mechama, meaning not literal war, but he wanted to say Rebbe Kiva would agree with Makar V'Chokim. You have to what? You have to, you don't say Chayecha Kodim. That's what he wanted to say. It's a Chiddush.
In literal B'Shas Mechama, you Chayecha Kodim or no?
He meant to say, you know, when you're fighting, you know, Ruchnius
wise. In actual Mechama.
Churit should be the same din. Churit should be the same halacha. Churit should be the same halacha. He was talking about being Makar V'Chokim. That's what he wanted to say.
There's a lot of cases where you're like.
The case where the Ruri climbed with the grenade and the guys around him, and he jumped on
him. Right.
How does that work?
So he said he jumped on it to save his life, to save everyone else's life, right?
Right.
You're saying that he was against Rabbi Kiva, you mean?
He's saying, like, well, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know how the case would be if you're saving multiple lives as opposed to one.
Right. Well, that we were machalic yesterday between Klal Yisrael and a group of people. But he died al Kiddush Hashem. He made his decision. He made his decision to die al Kiddush Hashem. Okay, now let's take this a step further, okay? It's a great tzaddik that he did this. Now let's take this a step further. Okay? There is a sefer called the Divrei David. Good morning, Daniel. There is a sefer called the Divrei David in Simon Pei Beis that wants to say as follows. Interesting halacha that comes up, okay? And it's interesting, okay? Very fascinating, this halacha. Wants to tie it, bless you, the following. We find that what's the halacha, we said throwing the baby on the person, he wanted to tie it. Tysus held halacha lamaisa that it's mutter. We don't say yar v'yavar, correct, on the baby case? You can do it. It's not a problem. So he's bothered by Akasha. He says, Tosus Firule de Gam Abizrayu de Ritzicha Yaravol Yavor. So even though you might be putter from being killed by smashing the baby, but shouldn't it be a subset? Halacha lamaisa? Shouldn't be a subset of Abizrayu? And Abizrayu is a subcategory of Giliariyah, of Ritzicha or Giliariyah. Abizrayu means a subcategory. So Eli, what we're asking is, the Rambam says, in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, if you hire someone to kill someone, you're chayv misin shamayim. So, halacha lamaisa, shouldn't the baby case still be in Abizrayu? Right? What's the pshat lamaisa? What's the pshat? Right? Why is it that lamaisa, taisas, is so stark to say that to give your blood? It should be in Abizrayu. So what's the answer?
So who is this?
This is the Sefer Divrei David. Lamaisa, he's bothered by this kasha. So you know what he answers? He answers Lamaisa because this is answering Reb Chaim's kasha. What was Reb Chaim's kasha? He says, "You give me the bullet case. The bullet case is not even a Maisa Ritzicha." You hear what I'm saying? So the Sefer Divrei David says, "No way. It is a Ritzicha. It's an Abizrayu Ritzicha. It's no worse than hiring a guy and killing someone. No, that's what he wants to tie in." Reb Chaim said it's not a good example. It's not a Maisa Ritzicha at all, right? Because you're a bullet. He says it's an Abizrayu. He says it's no worse than hiring a guy to kill someone. You are a bullet, so you are a participant. You might not be sending the bullet. And therefore, he says that Tysus Rai is a good Raya. He says because you're doing it B'Shev Al-Tasa, you see that what? You see that Kar Golem's a Ptur. So he says Tysus makes a lot of sense. He argues on this. Maybe we could say that's what the Chazon Ish meant as well. The Svar of the Chazon Ish, that's what the Sefer Divrei David wants to point out. That Lamaisid is considered under the rubric of Ritzicha. It's an Abizrayu. It's no worse than hiring a guy. So why aren't you chayv in this case? Because it's Shev Al Tase. Kamo Kein Ba Arayis. You'll also say, you don't have to say Yarek Val Yavar. That's the Shita of Tysus. Okay? So it comes out, Allah Lamaisid, that we have what? We have this Chiddush. Lamaisa, we have this chiddush of the Divrei David that we thought it would be in Abizrayu, so we're answering up the Reb Chaim. So it could very well be, if you take this a step further, the Gemara in Bava Metzia we just learned, right? The Gemara in Bava Metzia we just learned. What are the two ways to learn the Gemara in Bava Metzia by Chayecha Kodman? The first way is to say, all love in the Torah, I would say Yarav Al Yavar wasn't for V'chai Behem. Yes? What's the din of v'chai behem? V'chai behem is you should live by them. So v'chai behem is that you have to do mitzvahs. That's by lavin. But here, my chazis, who says you're better than the other fellow? Lav lo samna adam re'echa is not pushed off because of bikuach nefesh. That's the svara of Rabben Ptura and Rabbi Kiva. They both agree, Rabbi Kiva would have moden if it wasn't for the pasach hayecha kodim. So again, I want you to get that. These are two ways to learn up the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What are the two ways to learn up the Gemara in Sanhedrin? One way is to say, is that all lavin in the Torah, I would say, Yarav al Yavar wasn't from a Chaybem. Chaybem comes and tells me you can live. So that's by what? That's by all lavin. But here, by murder, who says you are what? Who says that what? Who says that murder, Lomais, Losamna Dam Reacha is not pushed off when it comes to a Chaybem? Chaybem beats up all other mitzvahs. Chaybem beats out all other mitzvahs because it says, V'chaybem, Lomais. She'll live by the mitzvahs. If it wasn't for that way, I would say Yarav Yavar, but Lo Saman Adrecha doesn't lose out to it. That's the Sfar Ben Petur. That's why you got to give up what? Half your canteen. And Rebbe Kiva would have been motive if it wasn't for Chayecha Kodman. You follow what I'm saying? That's one way of learning it. Again, let's get it. The first way to learn, you follow me, Ezra? The first way to learn the Gemara Bava Metzia is that what? Really, a person should give up his life for all mitzvahs in the Torah. Comes to Chai Bem and says no. Chai Bem says you have to live by the mitzvahs, you don't die by them. With the exception of one lav, lo samar adam reyachet. Someone's dying, that's it. The chabem goes out the window. And that's what Bepturah holds. You got to split the canteen, and Rekiv would have helped like that as well if it wasn't for Chayecha Kodman. You follow the steps? First, you should say Yarav Lo Yavor. Then V'chaybehem. Then Lo Samad Al Dam Reyecha goes back to what? Yarav Lo Yavor. And if it wasn't for Chayecha Kodman, Rebbe Kiva would have what? Rebbe Kiva would agree to that. Who's basically holding like that? That's basically the way Reb Chaim was saying it, right? That's basically the way the Reb Chaim is learning it. You start with Yarav Lo Yavor, then V'chaybehem, and then Lo Samad Al Dam Reyecha comes back and tells me go back to Yarav Lo Yavor. Both the Kumbes and the Sheval Tase. The other way of learning it is that what? Is that Lo Samad Adam Reich is an Abizrayu to give to Ritzichin. And therefore, the Tosfos will say like this, Lo Samad Adam Reich is Abizrayu to Ritzichin, but the Pasuk still says Chayecha Kodman. And therefore, Halacha Lo Maisa, Maishna B'Abizrayu to Ritzichin, Elavadai B'Aveshei V'Altaseh. And Abizrayu is different. And Abizrayu Lo Maisa, we will say, Tosfos will say like the second shot, that in Sheva Atase forms, Halacha L'maisa, you don't have to what? You don't have to give up your life. And that's why Rebbe Kiva says, Chayecha Kodman, Halacha L'maisa, in the bullet case, you're an Abizrayu, you don't have to give up your life either. So that's a new Chiddush in Taisus that we will say what? That we will say Yarav Yavor by Taisus, even B'Sheva Atase. Only Abizrayus you don't say it. You follow me? Only Abizrayus you don't say it. But the Ramam will learn like the first child, like we just said, that Lo Samad is not an Abizrayu. Ritzicha and Abizrayu themselves, we say even B'Sheva Altase, and therefore he'd have to let himself be killed in both cases. Okay? So that's the Chiddush. Those are the two ways we could say the Gemara and Bava Metzia, but the Divrei Tavi wants to answer that Kasha. Yes, go ahead. Daniel, what do you say?
According to the first way of understanding the Gemara,
yes.
Why don't you apply Ase to Chalutz Ase, and that
Midvachaybem should be doichel lo samar adam reyecha. And it's beidne. It's at the same time. You mean? It's like, but there's a special because there's a kosev here. The lo samar adam reyecha tells me. Does you want to say essay the halotase? Huh? Mm-hmm. Is that an essay though? Vachaybem. I'm not sure it's an essay.
What else?
It's a matter. You know, it's a matter. Yeah, it's a matin, it's a mitzvah too, you're saying. Why don't you say Aseh Dechalot Aseh? Okay, it could be you don't say it, Lamaisa. I don't know, it's a good point, but that's the way, those are the two ways you could say the Gemara. So again, Nachama, I want to just go over that one more time. In other words, again, the Redava wants to give an answer as to the Kasha. How's he answering it? That the bullet case should be no worse than what? Hiring someone to kill someone. So he says the Reb Chaim, that's considered to be a case of Ritzicha. And the Teretz is, because it's an Abizrayu, Sheva Tase, you're off the hook. And that's depending on what? That's learning the Gemara the second way in Bav Metzia, which is the second way is what? The second way in Bav Metzia was what? Is that Lo Samad is a Abizrayu of Ritzicha, and by Abizrayus, we allow Chayecha Kodman. That's the Pasuk of Chayecha Kodman. By Abizrayu. So the bullet case is an Abizrayu, and the case of saving your friend with the canteen is an Abizrayu. Only in those cases, Abizrayu is B'Shev Altazin, that they say it's okay. And the Rambam learns like the first pshat, that Lo Samad has nothing to do with Abizrayu, Halacha L'maisa, and the Torah is Mechadesh Chayecha Kodman, has nothing to do with, it's not an Abizrayu of Ritzicha, Stam Alav, Lo Samad and Rechad. And Ritzicha and Abizrayus, B'Shev Altazin, you have to give up your life, and that's it. Okay, that's a new mahalach that the Divrei Dovid wants to suggest. Okay, now we have to take this even a step further, Lomaisa. What do I mean to say by this? There is a concept of the Abizrayu. Abizrayu, as Rabbi Niona writes, each one of the three cardinal sins have Abizrayus. Rabbi Niona says, Ritzichas Busha Barabbim. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, Daniel, you have to embarrass someone in public, and if not, I'm going to kill you. What's the din? According to Tosin Sota on Yudim and Beis, you get it down, Halacha L'maisa, you have to let yourself be killed. Tosis and the Rabbeinu Yonah say, Bushu Barabim, you have to let yourself be killed. Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? Bushu Barabim is an Abizrayu of what? Of Gilera, of Ritzichet. What is the example of Abizrayu? Means a subcategory. Bushu Barabim is of Ritzichet. Now the Miri says that's crazy. It's an agarata. We don't paskin like that. And Rav Tuvia Goldstein Zatzal is a tshuva that claims the Ramah says also you don't have to give up your life. It's a Musar type halacha. We don't take it literally. But Tosus and Rabbein Yonah say you have to give up your life by Busha Barab. Yarev al Yavur. It's not Mizrayim. Yarei Va'al Yavur. Another example of, what's an example of Gili Arias, which we're going to get to. What's the example of Gili Arias right now? This man had a mental illness. He had to look at the woman who was naked without any clothes on. He says, if he doesn't do it, he'll die. We say he's got to die. Okay? He's stockless. The case of Libatina in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet. He has this mental illness. We say, I'm sorry. He's got to die. That's he's stockless. That wasn't even included in that. It's Chibuk V'Nishuk L'Shem Hanoh. Chibuk V'Nishuk L'Shem Hanoh. This is the Rambam Shita that is considered to be Abizrael. Rabbi Yonah too as well. Right? What about Yichud, the story of the guy that got stuck on the ski lift? You know, and he was left there with a woman. Lamaisi jumped off and broke his leg. Wow. Did he have to do that? So Yichud might be an Abizrael of Gili Arias. And therefore what? And therefore what he did maybe was correct. Allah Lamaisi. What's the Abizrael of Avodah Zarah? The Abizrael of Avodah Zarah is Amis Rapin Ba'atze Asherah. Amis Rapin Ba'atze Asherah. What's Atze Asherah? You take a pill of the bark of an Asherah tree. What do you mean? When you take that pill, you're not doing Avodah Zarah, but you're driving Hanah. That's a subcategory of Luyudbuk Ba'at Kamun Min Acherim. You're not allowed to cling at all to Avodah Zarah. Also, you have to give up your life. The only pill that will save you is this pill. It doesn't make a difference. You have to give up your life. These are subcategories of Yarag V'Yavur. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this in the Mishnah Novus. All these three categories are a din of Abizrael, so we have to know it's Yarag V'Yavur. So, it's interesting. It's an interesting kasha. Halacha L'maisa. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos Shita is that karkol, you don't have to give up your life, no? So why by the case of looking at the woman without any clothes on, we stockless, you're not doing a maisa. So why do we say that he's got to die? What? Who asked this kasha? Yad HaMelech asked this kasha. Let's get that kasha down.
That's not why that I'm not called a maisa.
Stockless, you're not doing a maisa. It's not an action. It's passive. No. That's the kasha l'maisa. That the Yad HaMelech asked on Tosfos. You hear the kasha? Yad HaMelech also asked on the boys and girls in Gittin that they threw themselves in the ocean, right? Muchach even karkolim, you got to say Yarag v'Yavor. They were going to be sodomized over there. They were karkolim. What's Tosfos saying? Bless you. What's Tosfos saying, Lamaisa? They karkolim, you're off the hook. What's the pshat, Lamaisa? That's the kasha of the what? That's the kasha of the Yad HaMelech on Tosfos. You follow me from that Gemara? So he wants to say the following answer. Let's get it. Tosfos mechatin karak olam, and if you do a maisa, only if you're onus ala maisa. Mashen king, when you want to save yourself through an aveira, that's considered to be ratzon. Remember we had three matzavim yesterday? You could do it ratzon, one polar. You could be raped on the other polar, and then you could do something that the maisa you're doing ratzon, but you're really being forced to do it to save your life. So he wants to claim Tosfos would say that middle case, that would be Yarag V'Yavor. In the case of standing there without her clothes on, you have to let yourself be killed. Okay?
So in what case?
Because he wants to tie in that case, Lamaisa, that's really Baratzon. That's really Baratzon. You're doing that, Lamaisa. You're doing that. So Tosfos only said, Karkom, you don't have to give up your life, is when what? Is only about a case of your onus a Lamaisa. But if you're doing it, Lamaisa, you know, if you're doing it actively, even though there's something pushing you to do it, namely this mental illness, we don't care. That's why you have to give up your life. That's what he wanted to be mechadish.
So what's with the boys and girls?
Also, the boys and so that's the kasha. What do you do with the case of the boys and girls, Lamaisa? So what's the answer? The answer to that is also perhaps you have to say that they would be doing that willingly because they knew they would die. So since they were doing that willingly, that's why Karkolim would not be a p'tur. You follow what I'm saying, Daniel? The actual maisa they were doing was going to be considered to be what? Was baratzum. Obviously they were pushed into doing that, so maybe in that case that's not Karkolim. Karkolim's only p'tur when the guy forces himself on her. You understand what I'm saying? But when they were doing that, if they would do it, maybe that's considered to be the Maisu's Barat, and there's no Patur of Karkol. I want you to get that down. This is the Yad HaMelech is limiting the Taisus in Taisus Chiddush. Allah Allah Maisu. Okay? He's limiting Taisus. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, each one of the three Shlosh Averis says they have an Abazrayu, a subcategory, also say Arfa Yavu.
So what was Avodah Zarah?
Avodah Zarah was taking the pill from the Asherah tree. Right? There's a tree that was deified, and then you make a pill from its bark, and that pill would save your life. You're not doing Avodah Zarah, but you're over the Yisrael Yidbek Bubu Mumu Menacherim. So it could be Halacha Lamaisa in that case also. So this is a bit of a Chiddush that we want to say in Taisus, but it makes sense. Halacha Lamaisa. It makes sense. Also, you know, if you think about that case with the boys and girls, they were goyim there. According to Rabbeinu Tam, isn't that Bias Akum? So maybe you have to say with Shasak Zera, you know what I mean? With Shasak Shmat, so you say Arka de Misana, and that was the Allah of what Yarag Val Yavor. Okay? That's, you know, that's only if you hold like the Bach, that the, even if you're Miskavel and Nosatz, but still consider Arka de Misana. That was a Shiloh, whether Arka de Misana and Shasak Zera, is that considered to be a Ptur, HaNosatz and a Ptur of Shasak Zera. So that's the Chiddush here we want to bring out regarding this din. Okay, so we have to keep in mind that's why mixed dancing, Lamaisa, according to the Rambam, Chofetz Chaim, said it's Yarag Val Yavor. Right? Halacha Lamaisa. With the woman that's a needy, because that's Chibuk Venishik, L'Shem, HaNoeh, that's a din Yarag Val Yavor, even though you're not living with her. Right? We pass in the Rambam that need is an Irva. That's a problem.
The case in the skiing.
Yes, the ski lift, yeah.
Ski lift, yeah.
Yichud also, Zabaz Raya. Zabaz Raya, she's in Eden. So Memela, what?
It sounded like it was going to do anything.
We don't know. You're not allowed to be alone with a woman that's an Issa Karas or more. It's an Issa Diraisa.
It's an Onis.
There's an Onis, but it doesn't make a difference. On a Yarav Yavar, right? Zabaz Raya. You're not allowed to do it.
Isn't Yarav Yavar only if it's someone is forcing you to do it?
You're forced to do it. The ski lift forced you. Ski lift forced
you. No, you're not going to do it.
It's not going to die.
But you're in a state of Isser.
You can say that it's Yarav Yavar. Yeah,
it's a state of Isser, but it's not a state of Isser. It's just being with her in the same room.
Right, he didn't know what would happen, though. He didn't know what would happen.
It's not like he was going to do it.
We don't know. That's an Isser Diraisa. That's the Isser Yichud.
How's that Yichud?
No one was there.
I'm saying everyone.
That's not being a forest with just a woman.
Everyone else is skiing below.
They all left. They left them up there.
Open the doors.
They left them up there. So that was the Shiloh, Allah HaLamaisa. That was the Shiloh, Allah HaLamaisa, in this din. Okay, now let's get to the... All right, it's a Chiddush. But I want you to get this Reb Chaim. We worked at the Reb Chaim. I'll write you the Mar Mekaymus on Sunday. I'll give you the Mar Mekaymus for today and yesterday, so you'll have your records. But let's just close with the following. Then we got the Shir at 11
and
Shofar.
What time is Shir on Sunday?
Sunday regular time, 11:30. Yeah. The time is on Thursday. We'll do a little bit of Tzom Gedalia. We'll see. But I want to just close with the following.
When is the Tzom?
The Tzom is on Sunday. Tzom Gedalia. Now the Ptura of Anos Atzmoy. There's a big machloikis, the Balamor and the Ramban. I want you to get. Does Anos Atzmo Pater takes care of Chil Hashem? We know, but does also take care of the Gimel Averis. You understand what I'm saying? We focused on Karka Olam. I want to know about Hanos Atzmo now. Does Hanos Atzmo also pop to you? What do you say? So there's a Balamor in Mesechus Sanhedrin that says yes, that Hanos Atzmo is a Ptur even by Gili Arayis, it's a Ptur by Shvichus Domim, and it's a Ptur by Avodah Zarah. Okay? That's what the Balamor has a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? You got what I'm saying? There's a tremendous Chiddush, Lamaisa. That's the sheet of the Baal Amor. Okay, very important. Okay? However, the das of Rov Rishonim, including the Ramban and the Ran, is that Halacha Lamaisa, the din of Hanos Atzmo gets out of Chil Hashem. Okay? But Lagabe Gili Arayas, straight up, Hanos Atzmo Lamaisa does not save you. Okay? Hanos Atzmo does not save you. Hanos Atzmo only got out of Chil Hashem. So we have the Ramban and the Ran Rov Rishonim against the Baal Amor, holds even by Gilei Arayos Hanasatzo Patachu. Okay? And the Rabban really takes the task, this Balamor. Okay? So I want you guys to know this, because we presented the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam Rivam by Karka Olam. Does Karka Olam only get rid of Chil Hashem, or does also get rid of Gilei Arayos? Rivam says yes, Rabbeinu Tam says no. Also, the other answer, the Gemara of Hanas Atzmo, does that only take care of the Chil Hashem, or does it also take care of what? The Gilei Arayos. The Balamor says it took care of both, much like the Rivam said by Karka Olam. You follow me? Whereas the Ramban says no. The Ramban says Hanas Atzmo only took care of the Chil Hashem, much like Rabbeinu Tam said, that Hanas Karkolim only took care of the Chil Hashem. Okay? That doesn't, I'm just saying it's symmetrical. I'm not saying that the Ramban, we didn't say how the Ramban and Balamor weigh in on the other Shiloh about Karkolim. But this is what we're suggesting. I want you to know this halacha. So, we still have to do the notion of entering into a matzah of a pikuach nefesh. We still have to do, really, Knaim Pogobot. And we got to do all the Taisasim. Allah Almighty. So what I want to close with, again I didn't look, in the Rosh Hashanah Shir, but I believe the answer is like this. The Ramban gives the answer. Let's close with this. Remember we said there's a stira that the Gemara Kedushin says a goy is Yorish is Ovid Vartori Yudzayin Amad Aleph. Yes? And then it says in Sadiches Amad Aleph and Yavamas that they're like Susim. There's no Yichas between them. It's a direct stira in the two Gemaras. So the Ramban and Yavamas Sadiches asked this kasha. He asked the stira. The Ramban asks it, yeah. And the basic answer is that if it's a goy, if a goy threw a goy, then in fact they have yichsim. I mean, if a goy has a boy, the boy is yorish the father. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about when the guy converted. When a guy converts, he has no yichsim to his kids that were when they were goyim. That's what the Ramban says. For Puravu, yes. For Purvu, yes. That's a certain dinim lamaisa, yes, and other dinim not. That's a long Ramban. It's hard to be magnum when you say it or not, but that's all he wants to say. That the Gemara Kedusha is goy straight up, no geirus. Sadi Zayin allows when you're megayer, you have no yuchsin to the kids you had when what? When you had, you might have been yuchsin Purvu, because Purvu is a metzias. It's not totally on yuchsin. It's not totally on yuchsin. You follow me? It's totally on a metzias. Did you have the kids? Whereas by Yuchsin is different. Yes, Ezra.
So in a case where Chas v'Shalom, a Jew intermarries with a non-Jewish woman, and children are not Jews, so there's no Yichus between the father and
that's
the
correct.
Son.
Well said.
So then would that be, he'd probably have to, would he have to worry about Yichud with his daughters and things like that, or?
Yeah, for sure. Pashtus, yes.
Even though biologically they are still.
Right. Pashtus, you'd have to worry about it. That's correct. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll see you at 11, Bishop. Proud of you guys for coming early.
418,
I guess. Yeah, fourth floor. Here's your car. Then we also got to discuss the tshuva that Binyan seeing too. I photocopied. Okay. A lot we got to do. What'd you say? Yeah, we're going to do the Binyan seeing next week, Lunetter. I'm not sure we're going to do it inside, but a quote from it at least. Okay? All right. I'll see you at 11, Mr. Shim. Yeah, go ahead.
Driving back from Baltimore on Sunday.
Oh, okay. What time? You're not going to be able to share? Gotcha. Okay, drive carefully, please. Actually, listen on the computer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we still got to do all these taisim in this sugya, too.
Yeah.
We got a lot to do. Okay. All right, this is Shem. We got to finish up this sugya. Yes, go ahead.
I have a ride.
Yeah, I'll see you later, this is Shem. Yeah, go ahead.
I was leaving at 11:55.
Where are you going?
I have one of the five times because I have a meeting there at 1 o'clock.
Well, today? So you leave at 11:55.
I'm 54, like 5 minutes early from this year at 11.
Okay, very good. All right, good to see you. Okay, Daniel, I'm proud of you, Kimberly. I'll see you at 11 o'clock. Daniel, you all right? This is yours, yeah? They didn't give you a machine yet, huh?
Nah, but that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. You can put it up from this, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, I'll see you
there. All right, see you at 11. Okay.